The study by the Education Tax Policy Institute concludes districts that serve a high percentage of impoverished and special needs students spend a large portion of their funds on extra services for those kids. The Institute's Howard Fleeter compared the dollars school districts spend per student and broke down the expenses. He found rural and urban districts spend 20 to 40% of their money on things like specialized equipment for special education students, translation materials for English language learners, and free or reduced price lunches. He says that puts them at a disadvantage compared to wealthier districts.
The actual amount of resources that they can spend on the basic nuts and bolts of education is a lot lower.
Fleeter believes that's one reason many urban and rural districts performed worse on the state report card than their counterparts that have fewer kids in poverty.
Poverty is a very significant issue. It's very highly correlated with performance, you know, and when you take into account the cost, the districts that are facing, you know, the highest poverty don't have the same resources after taking into account their costs they face than do the lower poverty districts.
Fleeter says his study could have implications for how the state funds schools in the future. Over the past 10 years, the amount of Ohio students living in poverty has jumped by more than 50%.